Hi, this is your host, Lynn Suzek. Thanks for joining me again today on His Ability. I'm here with my husband again. Hi, Mark.
Hello.
We're just promoting other ministries on this program because we find them helpful, and we think that spiritually speaking, that we'd like to just pass around our blessing on certain things that we've found spiritually helpful and growth that can be helpful to the handicapped community and, of course, anyone else. But, me, myself being in a wheelchair and handicapped at this point in my life and for the last 24 years, anything that I can do, I figure is something worth passing on to other people and something that's I find fulfilling in my life. And I'm just, we're just pressing in and really soaking up the spiritual advantages that we find to just enhance our lives. And I think that the handicapped community can always, tune in on what can promote their spiritual walk, because that is where we're strong. As Paul says, when I'm weak, then I am strong. Because I'm physically weak, I have been strong spiritually. I think that's what happens to me. But to anyone, when you the weaker that you are physically, not that we want to stay that way, but that tends to be what happens. So we want to talk today about another ministry that we've been using, and Mark's going to ask me some questions.
Well, we picked up a 10-pack DVD set from our church. It's a teaching series that they went through called How to Hear God's Voice by Mark Verkler. It's Virkler. I'm sure you can type it into any search engine and find How to Hear God's Voice. We recently got the series, and Lynn, you've been going through it.
Yeah, I've been finding it very helpful, very exciting, very stimulating, spiritually stimulating.
Is it audio only?
Well, we've got DVD too.
Okay, yep. So you're seeing somebody on stage talking about how to hear God's voice. And what was your first impression?
Well, it just strikes as true. It just strikes me as true. He kind of takes apart some beliefs that I used to have. And I'm like, yeah, that's what I thought too. You mean that isn't all bad? There's something that's good spiritually. Well, God's been showing us that anyway. The things that Satan has been, using for evil, God has the right way to use our spiritual gifts and communicate with him spiritually and with the spiritual realm. So that's what this man, Mark Verkler, used to be very intellectual, like he kind of says he worshiped the God of reason and rationalism, and anything that he could rationalize, that's how he figured everything out. Very intelligent man. So he had to dethrone his rationalism. Not to say that we're not rational people, that not to say that Christians aren't reasonable or that we shouldn't be using our brains at all, but we have to learn how to keep them in check. So you were going to ask me about
Well, so at some point he had to basically repent and say, okay, just because I don't necessarily understand it doesn't mean it's not necessarily God speaking to me. So he's developed some techniques to be basically to be still. And what are there's three or four things that he has you go through. Do you remember what they are?
Well, he says them over and over again. The things that have struck me about just quieting yourself down,
Okay.
and then tuning in to God, just kind of in a way that,
Listening, sort of in your heart.
learning how to tune in,
And
like,
then something about spontaneity.
journaling is one of the things that he talks about, and that's the fourth step. Just tuning into spontaneity, it's sort of a passiveness or kind of right brain activity. And we are all hearing from God at some point in our day, but we don't know that we're hearing from him sometimes. And this is learning how to recognize God's
And
voice.
you get your mind, your own thoughts in there. Well, is it God? Maybe it's God. I don't know. And you start challenging what you're hearing, and you kind of interrupt the flow. If God's trying to talk to you and you start rationalizing or putting reason to what you're hearing, mm-hmm. you sort of clog up and jam up the signal.
So what he does is he teaches you how to let your mind flow in. The point is, the scriptural part of it is tuning into
to Jesus.
Fixing your eyes on Jesus. That's right. The second step. That's not a physical thing. So how do you do that? You know, that's one of the things that he's doing is he's been searching for how to hear God's voice for so long. Nobody could really tell him for many years. So he figured out steps to help people. So
if you're quieting and putting yourself in a still mode where it's just very solemn and you spend a little time, you know, worshiping Jesus and focusing on Jesus, and then you're asking, hey, you know, I believe I can hear from you. I believe you're talking to me. Please, you know, I want to hear you and start speaking to me. And you basically still yourself and you have a pencil and paper ready and you just start writing down what you hear. Mark Verkler's point is don't stop and put analysis to what you're hearing. There's time for that later. Just write down everything that you're hearing, kind of let it flow, which is what I've seen you doing. Yes. And then when you're done, then you can kind of, you know, put a sanity check to it. You know, does this look like something? Yeah. Is this something God would say to me? Does this line up with scripture?
Check it out with other people.
Yeah.
If you want to, but, you can be surprised as to how much that you can get from the spiritual realm, from God. And the point is that not to be afraid to hear from God this way, because if you ask God for, there's a verse that says if you ask him for the Holy Spirit, he's not going to give you something evil.
In Luke, right.
So you have to believe that you're not just going to passively tune into the demonic realm. If you're fixing your eyes, so to speak, on Jesus at that time and just asking, you know, you're kind of wanting him to flow through you. And the stuff that, you know, I was getting and writing down made sense to me. And it wasn't it didn't seem like my own thoughts. And it was wisdom, you know, it was just, it's kind of a way to spend, an interactive way to spend with God every day.
Not to put you on the spot, but is there anything that you could share as an example of what you heard or what you wrote down? If it's too personal, I understand, but
I'm trying to remember. Just, you know, things that I'd have to take by faith, you know, stand back and watch, see what I will do.
Trust in me, that kind of thing.
I wish I would have brought the stuff to read, but because he does share, have people share what God spoke to them if they want. And we're just talking about this series of Mark Verkler, and it's called Hearing God's Voice.
How to
Hear God's Voice. And there's four steps, and he goes over them in 10 DVDs, or I don't know how many.
He really expands on things that could get in the way, things that are bad theology. And that was one of the things that, you know, I've walked into the room a few times while you were listening and watching him, and he covers a lot of things like, you know, we are supposed to hear God's voice. We are supposed to be writing down what we hear. And an example is the Bible. It's all recordings of what people saw, did, and heard God say. All the prophets are all recordings of people hearing God's voice.
You learn how to not only hear through journaling, and but visualizing, and how important visions are, and how to stimulate them and work with them and pray that way. Now he has to constantly defeat some of us have learned is that visions are bad and New Age teachings that we've said, since the New Age people are doing this and it's bad, then I'm not going to do it at all.
Yeah, I don't want to.
So
do that.
And I agree with him that it has happened, and then that shuts us off to the real spiritual.
Right. Satan's perverted it and created this facade.
Right.
That,
so we say no more. No,
we don't want to do that.
We don't do that at all. Right. You know, and that's exactly what's happening.
But God's word says something about in the end times, what is it? Your man will see visions and your old man will dream dreams. So that's an example right there that it is scriptural for us.
Right. And then he even makes a point that the journaling, if some people could say, oh, you know, that's like automatic writing. If you've ever heard of the demonic automatic writing from, I can't remember what
some cult, probably. That's not the same thing.
It's
as word.
Practice. It's the difference is that in automatic writing, you're actually keeping
dangling your
hand off your wrist with a pencil, sort of loosely, and letting a spirit
control
that. Whereas you're just letting somebody else. Yeah.
But that's not what we're doing.
Nope.
What we're doing is hearing a voice in our heart.
Through your mind, yeah.
Hearing God speak to your heart and you just writing down the impressions that you're getting. And what's amazing is it's not selfish. It's usually based on what you've been saying and what I've heard Mark Verkler say, it'll be things like encouraging, edifying, lifting up, you know, how to treat your children and how to respond to people and
simple things that you need to absorb to to just keep focused on
the benefit that I could see of this is if you get good at this and you do it regularly, you're going to get to the point where you don't have to have a pencil and paper in front of you when you need to hear God's voice.
Right.
You're going to be used to doing it. You're going to be able to take a moment, focus, be still, give glory to God, and be waiting for spontaneity, waiting for God to start speaking to you about something at any given time and any situation that you're in. That would be cool. Imagine you're praying for someone or ministering to them for healing, and you need God to tell you, what's going on with this person's body.
You learned how to tune into God at any time. So it's good for prayer. It's good for, the questions that you have for God. And, I'm not even done with it yet. So we're just I'm learning how to, we need to set a time aside. Doesn't have to be in the morning at 5:30 in the morning, but we we do want to spend that time with God, but this is a more interactive way to do it instead. And
it's purposeful. You're sitting down with a pencil and paper and expecting God to flow. We recommend that you get the series. Mark Verkler does an excellent job of speaking a lot of truths, biblical truths. He leads you through the steps of how to do it. He reaffirms them over and over in your mind. I noticed that the discs, he keeps repeating these things over and over. So look him up. It's Mark Verkler's How to Hear God's Voice DVD set. It's a teaching, the self-teaching. You can share it with your family. It's awesome. You guys are going to like it.
Yep, and it's VIRKLER.
Yep.
You can also
Verkler.
Order it through your Christian bookstore. They'll order it for you. Thanks for joining us, and we're out of time. We'll see you next week.
Amen.